Carmen Kiew is with us. That's K-I-E-W. She's a writer for the Bay Area Sports Guy, Steve Berman over there. She does a great job. Her blogs are terrific. She writes three times a week, and she follows me on Twitter and is always tweeting in things. She works in the advertising business full-time and does this part-time, and she brought us cupcakes. Carmen, nice to have you, and thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm so excited.
Yeah. No, you do a great job, and I was really happy to have you on and tell Steve about it. Go to the website, of course, Bay Area Sports Guy.
Yep.
And Steve Berman runs it, and we've had Steve on before. But, Carmen, you do the blogs, and you sent me a couple of them of Nicole Vogelsong. Very interesting interview you did with her. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Nicole was kind enough to agree to do an interview with me. You know, I've been a fan of the Vogelsongs for a long time. Their story is absolutely incredible. And knew I wanted to talk to her. I think she provided a really cool perspective on baseball. Because a lot of times you'll think about, you know, players get traded all the time and they move around, but so do their families. And so she was awesome, was very, very open, and we had a really good time talking. We were at the At Cafe in the park and just talked about her journey with Ryan.
Pat, listen to this. Tell the fans, and Carmen Kiew is with us, K-I-E-W. What's your Twitter handle, by the way?
It's at Carmen Kiew. So it's
easy.
Yep, it's K-I-E-W. Easy.
Easy to find.
Very good. All right.
Easy to find.
But tell Pat in the audience how Nicole Vogelsong and Ryan Vogelsong met. It's actually an interesting story.
Yeah, so she was tending bar. You know, I think she was trying to be a singer out there. And
where's out there?
Nashville.
Nashville.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. How about this? How about this? Go ahead.
In Nashville. So she was tending bar, and one night Ryan rolls in with Bill Miller, who used to play here off.
He was quite a character in his own right.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And they met. He asked for a phone number, and she said no. And we know Ryan Vogelsong doesn't take no lightly. And so he came back 2 days later, and the rest was history.
That's crazy.
And she's followed him all over the country. And, you know, with his to Japan, the Tommy John surgery and things. It's really a good story of how a couple has to support each other.
Yep.
And Nicole has done that.
Well, answer me this, Carmen, because you're tied into the kind of the fan base of the Giants on a different level than I am. How is it that it seems like the Giants' wives, the players' wives, are almost celebrities in their own right, and why it is that the fans are really curious about the wives? Because it probably what baseball culture wasn't like that 25 years ago, was it, Marty?
Right.
I think you're more accessible to them through now through Twitter and social networks.
Well, I think women are different in the world, too. They're viewed differently than, you know, 50 years ago. Maybe they had more traditional role.
Yeah.
Today, I meet Carmen, and what do you do full-time? And she tells me advertising.
Right.
And when you meet people today, there's some spot in the world they have. So for Nicole, it was as a singer.
Exactly, yeah.
And then Brandon Crawford's wife is very popular amongst the fans, and all the wives seem to be almost, I mean, they have their own celebrity going.
Yeah, they have careers, and they, you know, there's something substantial about them. And of course, being a spouse to a ball player is not easy. You know, I don't say believe me,
especially baseball, because we know the lifestyle can be challenging.
Even for this thing, it's a challenge.
Yeah,
Carmen, other things you do, and as I say, Carmen Kiew is with us, K-I-E-W, Bay Area Sports Guy. You can look her up there. Does terrific work. You do videos too. Tell us about that, because this is interesting.
Yeah. So I do animated GIFs, which is one thing. I think that's how I started getting into kind of Twitter and everything. And obviously, those are great. I made the one with you photobombing Hunter Pence,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, you did.
That was one of my favorites.
And it was totally unintentional.
Don't lie.
Look at Carmen busting balls
here. All right.
Come on, Marty. Was there any? Was it like an HBO special?
I was walking in, and ESPN was doing him coming in on
that's
the
right.
scooter.
That's right.
And somehow or other, I ended up in the video looking back saying, is something going on here? You know, it's one of those.
Romo stealing your style, Marty.
Really? It was funny. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
It was good.
It was awesome.
It got viral. It did.
Yeah, and I also make little music videos of things that I find funny. I did a Bochy Slow Jams video. He was wearing those high socks that day, and I don't know. It was just hilarious. Just put it to some, you know, sexy slow jams, and apparently people like that, so...
It was terrific. Now, where can you go to see that if you want to see it now? Is it archived somewhere?
Yeah, it's on Bay Area Sports Guy, and you can go to my Vimeo account, which is the same as my Twitter handle. So,
Carmen Kiew, C-A-R-M-E-N. K-I-E-W.
How'd you get into the Giants? Obviously, you're a huge fan. How'd you get involved with this whole crazy world?
I grew up watching them ever since I was a little girl. My dad took me to Candlestick. He's a huge fan. I grew up as a JT Snow fan. I've just been watching them for a long time. So, you know, we're going through a really rough patch right now, but there have been worse times, if I can remember, back in the day where it was pretty depressing as well. So.
It just takes one win. I'm telling you, it takes one win.
Well, this was a team that lost 100 games in 85.
I know. Well, they were way out of it.
Yeah.
But this is a world championship team, and it just say they can pitch. It takes one win, two wins, three wins, and all of a sudden baseball turns around.
That's
and
right.
We're just waiting for that one win, and it's taken about 45 games for it. That's the problem. Hey, you're going to get a big treat, and you listen to the show all the time, don't you?
Of course I do.
We have a caller who always gives us very good insight. Pat, you know who I'm talking
about. Yeah, I thought Marty was going to pull the rabbit out of the hat and it'd be here. An autographed baseball glove from JT Snow. surprise
you're going to get to speak to Buntman.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Really excited.
Here we go. From Sacramento, 808 KMBR. Buntman, how are you today?
Come on, Buntman.
What a huge
Buntman.
You just broke Carmen's heart,
so
Buntman.
So sad.
I couldn't wait to be talked down to by Buntman. I was really looking forward to that.
Buntman, you there? No, he's not there. All right.
He was intimidated by a female voice.
I can't believe it. Buntman got intimidated.
Well, where's Scarecrow? I know he's standing by.
No, don't start. Don't ask for that.
We're salty.
Don't. Yeah. Don't do that. I had a dream last night. I talked to Butcher Boy.
I saw the Twitter. Marty, that got me.
I want Carmen to talk to somebody. Kip in Elk Grove. Kip, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Very good.
How you doing?
We're all doing well.
Yeah, well, I've been appreciating what you guys say. I think the intensity is there, Marty. I think they're trying. But at some point, you got to recognize the fact that this team's tired. They're beat up. They've got when you're tired, you do make more mistakes. They had postseason, and then they had World Series. Then you got the WBC on top of that, and that's new and unusual. As a former athlete, I recognize when an athlete's tired.
Why are they more tired than any other team, though? I mean,
they played postseason, and then they had the rally at the very end for the World Series, and all the other teams were already off. And the only other ones out there, obviously, was Cincinnati. And I don't know why you get tired when you're an athlete. For example,
I understand why a human being gets tired, but don't tell me the rally is why they're tired.
No, but they had a huge, long season, and maybe they're an every other year phenomenon. Some people just have to recognize that fact. Next year, they'll be all rested and ready to go, and they'll probably win again. This year, they're not out of it, but they're tired. And they're a little beat up. They're playing hurt, and that changes the game.
Well, they're beat up.
That's
tired,
true.
Tired, I don't think.
I don't want to hear tired.
But as I say, I'll say this to everybody. When you're not hitting, all these characteristics are applied to a team and a player. You start hitting and they don't look tired. You score from second on a single to right field, you don't look tired. And I'm telling you, let them get back to some offensive game and you'll feel differently. But the bullseye is on their back, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
The bullseye is on their back. And in this league, when you pitch, and you better hit. Because if you're not hitting, they'll roll you right up. And that's what happened to the Giants.
Well, that's true.
Hey, Kip, you're a former athlete. What did you play in at what level?
I was a swimmer in NC2As. I got third in NC2As in 76.
Beautiful.
In what? I didn't catch the sport.
Swimming.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Where'd you go?
I was at UCLA.
Beautiful. Very nice.
That was fun. Bet that was fun.
As a matter of fact, that's why I kind of feel that way, because after 76 NC2As, when I got third, then we tack on another 12 weeks for the Olympics in Montreal. And by the time the Olympics came around, I was tired, and I was... You'd never had another season in 10 years of swimming that had another season tacked on right at the end of it. And I didn't make the Olympics. I just was a little tired.
All right. I appreciate it, Kip. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Carmen, that's your first call. That's Kip.
That was the best.
All right. But you're drawing attention. I want to tell you that. Because we mentioned the name. He lives in Clovis.
Yay!
My man, Baltimore Dave.
Yeah, now you're going to deal with this, not me. Because I want to have a nice
afternoon.
Let Carmen
handle the entire
Carmen, introduce him, and here we go. Go ahead.
Salty? Are you there?
Hey, how you doing? You know what? I gave these guys a year off, a free pass, okay? But you got to think of things, and think of landscape, okay? On this landscape, what you see is you can't lose guys like Melky Cabrera and Beltran and expect to be better, okay? That's number one. Number two is you can't think you could put Torres and Bell and Block on left and expect to be better, okay? You got guys that are, you know, you're not turning over the lineup. You're not extending the lineup. You got to, you know, Belt is never going to be consistent because way back he has too many holes in his swing, and he'll hit once in a while, but he's never going to be a really good ball player or even a great ball player. I just expect like an Adam LaRoche or a Freeman. He'll never be that good because he's too stiff at the plate, okay? And the thing is about the Giants is they need a pitcher. Ricky Nolasco is, what, with 4-10 with a over 4-point ERA? That's mediocre pitching. You get a Bud North or Cliff Lee here, okay, you're going to – and by the way, the Dodgers are going to win the division. That SLP is outstanding, and it put them over the hump.
Okay, Salty, relax. I want Carmen, this is your call. Take over.
All right, Salty. Number one, Brandon Belt. Let's address that issue first. So anybody that knows me knows that I love Brandon Belt more than anything. I kind of like to hear why you think that he is not performing. I mean, he's one of the only people contributing to the offense at the moment. So where do you think he's lacking? What else do you want to do with him?
He's not consistent, number one. Number two is, look at his hitting with people in scoring position, people on base. Okay, always look at that. Don't look at what he's doing individually. Anybody can hit a home run when they're five runs down or five runs ahead, okay? Look what he does in the clutch. That's what you look at, number one.
All right,
okay?
Let me say this, and Carmen's going to handle the rest of this call, but his numbers from the seventh inning on are outstanding. So you can look that one up. Right. Carmen, your next question for Salty. Don't ask him too many questions because then he gets rolling again.
Gotcha.
All right, go ahead.
All right, sorry. Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
So you want to upgrade the pitching, but what are you willing to give up for that? Are you willing up to give up a Kyle Crick? Because we got burned with that Beltran-Wheeler trade. I definitely don't want to see a repeat of that. So what are you even willing to give up that a team would actually take?
Number one, they wouldn't have got burned with Zach Wheeler if they would have signed Beltran because he signed so late for St. Louis.
Answer her question. Salty, answer the question.
Okay, I would give up. Okay, I want Adam
nice,
Dunn.
Marty.
Bring Adam Dunn here, and I'd give up Belt and probably Creek. Yeah, for Adam Dunn.
Salty's been pining for Dunn
right.
for about 5 years.
All right, Salty, it's been nice talking to you.
Love me some Salty.
Okay.
All right, have a good
Peace.
Afternoon. Did he say Belt and Crick for Adam Dunn? Is that what he said?
I heard Dunn in there, but, you know, Salty's
you
been
ever
on...
heard of this place, LOL Cambior
He
Callers?
Actually wanted to trade Creek, which I don't know who that is, but...
you don't crack a guy because he gets a name wrong, do you?
All right, by the way...
It's one of the LOL things that
right.
we do.
Yes, we do. All right. Rich Lieberman, you know, the blogger, sent me a number of text messages today, and I want to let the fans know that there was a crash at the San Francisco airport.
Yeah,
and
KGO, serious, not Rich, provided
well,
that
he
information.
Sent, I know, but he sent it to me, and I appreciate him doing
Rich,
that.
Screw that man.
It's all right.
Good.
The airport, he says, is closed. There's a chance that there are some serious casualties. There have been a couple of things on Twitter. It was a Korean Airlines plane.
Okay.
240
I understand
people.
That all the people are accounted for, so I don't...
Good. Okay. But I just want to let
people two fatalities. Kyle, our intern, has said that.
Just want to let people know that.
Yeah.
And Eddie Montague has texted in. Don't forget Bobby Bonds as a hitting coach. That's
yeah,
another
he was
one.
A darn good player.
Yeah,
so okay.
Very good.
Yeah,
Hank Sauer too. All right. Well, Carmen, you're doing well because you got the other guy back. All right, we're going back to Sacramento. He claims he was watching the news, and that's why he didn't answer. So, Carmen, you can introduce him again.
Hey, Buntman, is that you?
Yes, it is, and I do not have any creeks. But no, Salty's right about the Adam Dunn thing. Peacon's also right. That was 5 years ago. I definitely wanted Adam Dunn here, 3, 4, 5 years ago. But now it's just it's too late in his career. That's not going to help the Giants. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to help the Giants at this point. You know, I think we last week were thinking about we needed pitching. This week we think we need offense. I think the changes are the needs are changing every day and. I still think we need some good pitching,
Yeah, no, well, yeah. I mean, a baseball team is comprised of a lot of different things. There's never one particular thing that you need. You're just trying to upgrade your team to get ready for the stretch run. And now we got the All-Star break of protein. And the one pitcher that we do really focus on, that you have to call him the ace because he's been that this year, is Madison Bumgarner. I agree with Marty that he'll probably make the team. And I think I also say I'm not predicting. I'm going to say yes, Yasiel Puig will be on the All-Star team, but I disagree with Marty. I think he will get in via the fan vote, and you will see Puig maybe get in the game for at least one at bat.
Well, I think he could get voted in. I've said that. I'm not sure he's going to get named in.
You said he won't get voted in. I'm saying I think he will get voted in.
No, I agree. He could get voted in by the fans.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, in fact, he should be. He's a very exciting player.
I think when he first came up, Marty, I think the Dodgers were 9.5 games out. And whether or not he's the factor, I think that's what the Giants need right now. He sparked that entire Dodger lineup. You got Hanley Ramirez batting over 400 now. Gonzalez has come around. I mean, the whole lineup's hitting better. I'm not going to try to credit all that to Puig, but that was when the change started to happen about a month ago with the Dodgers. And now, look, they're right there looking at first place in the face by next week, maybe. So I'm thinking the Giants need to do something similar. And I know if I brought this up, I know he's not really ready, per se, but I think at this point it's desperate. Give Gary Brown a chance. Maybe he can provide some spark. Maybe he's only about 290, 300. That'll be enough to kind of spark the other guys to finally do something.
All right, Carmen, tell Bumman what you think.
Well, I agree with you that I think we need some sort of spark. At this point, they're trying so hard that they look like they're not trying. You know, it just looks dead out there, even though I don't doubt that they're trying their hardest. In terms of bringing Brown up, I think it's been made clear that he's not going to be brought up this year, maybe in September, but he's not going to be the catalyst for change. I mean, how much do we rip people for bringing Brandon Belt up too early? We could have another situation like that on our hands and really kind of traumatize this player's career, which I don't want to do because he could be a really promising player, you know, next year. So I don't know if Gary Brown would be the answer here.
Plus, he's hitting 240
I think
at Fresno.
Late by next year, though.
Yeah, he's hitting 240 at Fresno, and that, you know, what's he going to do up here? So
right.
Hey, Buntman, nice call.
Yeah. Go Giants, and I think they get it today, Marty. I think Mad Bum gets the job done. I'm not sure what the score is going to be, but I think we get a win.
All right.
Very calm outro from Buttman.
Buttman. Oh, there it goes. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that was on Buttman. Hey, I just looked up Adam Dunn, and we all know what he brings to the table. A lot of home runs and a ton of strikeouts. 205 average. So I don't know if you want to waste your time with Adam Dunn. But you do need more production out of Brandon Belt. Your corner guys have to produce. That's why if you're a member of the media, you have to put aside your fan hat and take that puppy off, right?
Right. Yeah. I totally agree. I'm irrationally... like
I love
Brandon.
You some Brandon Belt.
I love Brandon Belt, but the thing is, I agree, he does need to be a little bit more consistent. However, and I heard this, I don't know if it was you that said it, Marty, but it's like complaining about a total Cadillac and the scratch on the door, right. You know? Brandon Belt is not the issue.
Right.
The issue is Hunter Pence, Pablo Sandoval. We need to set the table for Posey. There's a lot of issues going on, and Brandon Belt is not priority one, I'll tell you that much.
No, you got it. You nailed it. Carmen Q is with us, KIEW. You can read her at the Bay Area Sports Guy. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
How do you like the show?
I love it. I've been listening to the show forever, and it's like on my baseball bucket list to be on it, so thank you.
On Marty's show?
Yeah.
No, seriously, we'll have you back.
Wow.
I've said for many times, I like having a different point of view.
Sure.
A female point of view,
Marty,
on the show.
Marty, have you let her come back on the show if she
Absolutely.
Said it was her bucket list to be on Gary's show?
Absolutely.
I think Marty's nose is growing.
No. Gary Radnich? He made me. Come on. I'm nobody without
Marty,
him.
Marty, you're on your own, baby.
Made
yourself.
Come on. Without him, he made me.
That's right.
You know that.
He made us all.
But, Carmen, I appreciate having you on.
Yeah, thank you
job.
So much.
Good
thank
job.
You. Thanks.
All right. So, Bay Area Sports Guy, right. Carmen, and on Twitter, CARMENKIEW. Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you going to do today?
I have to go back and watch the game and cover it for Bay Area Sports Guy, so there'll be a recap later, but man, it's depressing. I hope we get a win. I'm tired of watching these losses.
Well, how about my shows after the losses? I've seen enough, believe
Actually,
me.
I like your shows better after losses because you get the crazies, and
Thank
I
you.
Love them.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got to have a show that people are full of exuberance and joy, or they got to be totally pissed off, or else the show will be flat.
I know.
After the NLDS 2, I think that was like one of my favorite calls that you or shows that you've ever done because everybody was over it.
I know. That was one of my best, really.
Really, it was.
Yeah, that's when they were all on the ledge. They were going like lemmings.
Marty Hall of Fame there.
Yeah, all right. Carmen, thanks so much.
Good job.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
Nice to have her here. All right, our lineup is out. Blanco, Scudero, Posey, Sandoval, Pence, Belt, Torres, Crawford, and Bumgarner, and that'll be against the right-hander, Stephen Fife. So Torres in there hitting left-handed today. Blanco, of course, in there as well. Pat, This was fun.
Yeah, it's been a great show so far, and thanks to all the people that came and participated, Carmen, and then our authors. Wiley Wong, I got a kick out of Wiley. I liked him a lot.
Yeah,
him alongside Matt Johansson, Where Have You Gone, about the Giants. So it's been good so far.
Yeah, the book is good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to
flipping through that. So
do you have any more updates on the plane crash at SFO?
Oh, we'll keep a tight look on it. In fact, the guys back in the studios at KGO would do an update. But outside of what Kyle said, that our fabulous intern along with Caleb, there were, I believe, two fatalities. So, and they have redirected flights. Nobody's in and out of SFO.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, you want to keep people informed
sure.
about that. All right, 808 KMBR. We got plenty of calls to take, and we're sitting out here in the nice sunshine. It's Giants Dodgers today. One win. That's all you want. Just get it going. Just get it going. So it's Bumgarner today, and he has been the best pitcher this year against Stephen Fife, who's a pretty good right-hander. Giants have seen him twice.
Yep.
13 innings, 4 runs, that kind of stuff. And he's starting to pitch well for the Dodgers.
It's a huge game for the Giants, Marty, but it's a huge game for Bumgarner. For me, if I can steal one of your Marty-isms, is he has a chance for me to take over the threshold or the mantelpiece of ace of the staff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he could. He's had that season.
It's been awesome.
He really has. So we'll see what he does today against the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I hear you.
The Bums are here. Hey, Jabbar had a Brooklyn Dodger hat on. How about that?
I can't wait to see Bumgarner and Puig go toe-to-toe. I think that'll be a really nice matchup.
Yeah. All right. More coming up. Nice to have everyone with us. Our Hawaiian Airlines contest is cooking. You can enter it right here. We'll have a drawing tomorrow. Nice couple. We'll be going to Hawaii.
I think we're kicking off the show at 8 o'clock, Marty?
Tomorrow, 9 a.m. for me.
Inside.
In the bunker.
Yep.
Ron Wotus will be with me.
I'll be good to hear him.
Yeah, and then we'll come out here at 10 o'clock.
Do our thing.
All right, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.
Hear that sound?